Thank you, Karen. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Some new shops, dinosaurs invading Norwich, and a warning to hold your nose. Our last story is all about poo.
The overhaul of the city's Royal Arcade continues with a new tenant set to fill another empty unit come September. The newest addition to the bustling thoroughfare is Juni & Co., a new sister brand of award-winning Juni Cosmetics, which is co-owned by makeup artist Madeline White and her mother Suzanne White, who launched the business in April 2020. The store will stock the full range of Juni lip care and colour products alongside a selection of other beauty and wellness brands. Juni Cosmetics is 100% plastic-free, vegan and organic, and it also runs a return and refill programme to enable customers to send back their empty packaging free in return for a 10% discount on their next purchase.
A new shoe store selling handmade footwear has opened in Norwich, offering more than 100 styles. Lowick Shoemakers, which first opened in Kettering in 1880, has opened a shop on White Lion Street in a former Costa Coffee. It stocks more than 120 Lowick styles in sizes from 6 to 11, as well as a range of leather goods and accessories, including machine matching belts and British-made socks. The store is hosting an exclusive opening event on July the 2nd and 3rd. Guests will enjoy a complimentary glass of fizz while viewing the new season's collection, as well as classic bestsellers. Guests will also be able to enter a draw for the chance to win a Lowick's valet box worth £135. There will be 20% off all accessories with any shoe purchase all weekend. The new Lowick store is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Monday to Saturday and 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Sunday.
Now, Norfolk's new prehistoric posse has taken to the county's streets to signal the start of this year's ever-popular Go-Go Discover Trail. The 79 T-Rex and step mammoth sculptures have been unveiled and will be on show until Saturday, September the 10th. There are 55 T-Rexes across Norwich, including outside the Cathedral, the Castle, Carrow Road and Chantry Place Shopping Centre. And 24 mammoths can be found outside the city centre and across the county, including in King's Lynn, Holt, Cromer and Hemsby. Now, the annual trail raises funds for East Anglian charity Break, which aims to make life better for children and young people who are on the edge of care, in care and leaving care. The new GoGo Discover app is available on the App Store of your mobile device now for £1.79, and to help you locate all 79 sculptures and maps can be purchased for suggested donation of £1 from trail map hubs, including the Forum, the Royal Arcade, Gerald and Break retail shops.
Becoming a parent is one of the most exciting things that can happen to anyone, and also one of the most frightening. And dads often find they struggle when a tiny bundle of noise and dirty nappies arrives. But now dads can expectant fathers can share anxieties in a pioneering walking group aimed to break down barriers to help men talk about mental health struggles. Dadvengers was set up at the start of the COVID pandemic by father of two, Nigel Clark, who is also a presenter of CBeebies programme Baby Club and Toddler Club. It began with podcasts, web chats about issues fathers were worried about. It also organises walks for dads to share concerns and meet other parents, and Norwich is the first city outside of London where these outdoor sessions take place every 2 weeks in Eaton Park from 10 a.m.
And finally, a team of Norfolk-based scientists have been awarded £500,000 to invest in a vital but stomach-churning medical treatment. The Quadrum Institute, or QI, which is based at the Norwich Research Park on the edge of the city, has been given a grant of £500,000 for its poo transplant facility. The site uses a procedure known medically as faecal microbiota transplant, FMT, which sees healthy poo particles implanted in the stomachs of people dealing with issues such as diarrhea and other infections. And this has proved effective in more than 90% of patients in Norwich, with 26 people at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital given the treatment by the Institute. This success has led to QI receiving a grant from the Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council to build and equip a new facility on site for the procedure. Professor Arjan Nabad from the Institute said, "This is a significant investment which will give us and the hospital the facilities we need to progress both a clinical service and further research into FMT. The investment will mean that the procedure can be offered to more patients in the region."
So that's it from Sam and I. Now it's over to Sierra Valley and Mike Hutchinson for part 2.